Hey there, brother. This is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. I'm here with Paco and Chief to give a quick lesson on how to train people about your boundaries. Now, I'm doing this on purpose. I've baited them with food, and I'm making both of these horses incredibly disrespectful and rude. They're way too close. They're stepping on my feet. They're picking on my pockets. They're nibbling at my elbows, and this is bullshit, right? And people put up with this all the time. A lot of people never have boundaries for anything, and they're afraid to defend them because they're afraid of hurting people's feelings or afraid of looking like a jerk, and so they never defend boundaries, and so they get things up in their face. They get people treating them badly, and so the metaphor for this is training your wife how to treat you. I want to give one example. One thing guys complain about a lot is that she crosses his boundaries, as if he had one, for disrespectful and unkind treatment. I had one guy, I'm going to get rid of these guys real quick. Let me put this down. Later, I'll talk about the horses and how to use them for teaching yourself. But when they're in your face, right? If you have somebody who's mistreating you, they're unkind, disrespectful, snarky, critical, and rude, you have to set a boundary. I had one guy whose wife spent an entire year trying to train her to stop criticizing him in front of the children. Oh, look at daddy, isn't he stupid? Why do you always do that? That's so dumb. I can't believe you did that. Look, kids, isn't daddy dumb? Right? She's commenting all the time. And he couldn't take it. He kept saying, I need to get a divorce. This is unbelievable. Her grandmother does it. Her mother does it to her dad. She does it to me. I'm going to ask him to leave. I'm just going to ask him to go away. And what he did, all he did was complain to me about it the whole time we were coaching. And I told him that you're going to have to spend as long as it takes to consistently defend the boundary for critical treatment. So what he had to do is get very, very clear and deliberate about what the boundary was. And so he decided he was going to make it a non-negotiable boundary that when she became rude and disrespectful and specifically very toxically critical of him in front of the children, that he would stand up to it. But the old way he stood up to it was to yell and scream and fight and argue and whine and cry and lash back and criticize her back. That doesn't work with horses. It doesn't work with people. And so what I said, what I want you to do, and I don't care how long it takes, is every single time, let me see if I can show you, if every single time she comes in and she wants to get mean or snarky or critical and starts getting close, I want you to go, you know what? That right there is something that's not working for me. That right there is unacceptable. That right there is destructive. It's unhealthy. It doesn't make me feel good, and it's bad for our marriage. So that right there, I need you to stop that. Hey kids, let's go. Change the subject. I didn't want him to get into an argument. I didn't want him to ask him, why do you do that? How come you do that? How could you always do this in front of the kids? How could you make me look so bad? He kept asking questions instead of making a statement, which is, that right there, that disrespectful, critical, rude treatment of me in front of the kids is unacceptable. You really need to stop. It's not good for the marriage. It's not good for the kids. And after about 3 months, he goes, well, nothing's changed. She hasn't changed at all. She just keeps doing it. I said, keep doing it. 6 months, 8 months. He finally said at the end of a year, she finally found this place in herself where she said, I'm not doing it anymore. She didn't even talk about it. She just stopped. He could see that every time she was about to say something disrespectful or critical in front of the kids, she would bite her tongue. And he emailed me and he said, you won't believe this. She turned it off like a faucet, but it took 12 months. I didn't think this was going to work, but it did. But what worked was that he didn't fight her. He didn't try to criticize her back or defend himself and complain about it. All he had to do was be consistent. That toxic, critical, attacking behavior in the family and in front of the kids was unacceptable. The thing is that she grew up in this environment. She thought this was normal. She thought there was really nothing wrong with how she was treating him. And it was incredibly toxic to him. It's incredibly toxic to most people, right? And so he had to realize that he himself had to stop being unkind and inconsiderate and thoughtless and critical himself, because you can't enforce boundaries that you yourself are crossing. So before we get into this work, we may make sure that you are consistently in a place of demonstrating the value that you want to uphold. So if you have a boundary around somebody criticizing you, make sure that you have not been a critical person. You can't just set up a boundary when you've been doing it yourself the whole time. With these horses, you can't just set up a boundary for them not to get in your space if they have a lifetime of stepping on you because you've never defended a boundary. So this takes some patience and takes some time. This is what we work at the horse ranch retreat. We're going to be at the Sylvandale Guest Ranch, and we do this for 4 days. We talk about boundaries. We talk about how to lead, how to be more attractive, how to connect, how to bond, but also how to stand up for yourself with confidence and maturity in a grounded, calm way that people can respect you back. We train other people and we train horses how to treat us. It's up to us to define the boundaries and to calmly defend them. We'd love to have you come to the retreat because it's one of the most amazing experiences. I'd love for you to look at the page down in the description and take a look at all the things we do, and the pictures are amazing. So anyway, I hope that helps. If you want to train somebody how to not criticize you, you're going to have to stand up right into it with a grin on your face and go, hey, that right there, that isn't working for me. It's not working for you. It's not working for us. I need you to stop that. We can do better. Try that on for size this weekend. Take a look down below for the link to the ranch retreat, and we'll see you next weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.